Well, Nance, of all the things that I know nothing about, they are legion. I would say the thing that I know nothing about the most is sake. And apparently you do know a little something about that Japanese rice wine.
You know, I've been drinking sake for so many years now that I've learned over the course of time the differences among different types of sake. And a lot of people, I mean, people I know who dine out a lot, who love Japanese food, tell me they don't like sake. And I think it's because they've never had any of the good stuff.
Is it anything like the Chinese rice wine that I used to cook with?
Absolutely not. Sake is brewed in a way not unlike how beer is brewed. It's brewed from rice. The good stuff is brewed from really good Japanese rice. Remember when people knew absolutely nothing about wine? They thought it was, you know, it came in a jug and it was like Burgundy, Rosé, and Chablis.
I don't have to remember. I'm still like that.
Well, I mean, I think that people are like that with sake. They think of it as something that's served piping hot out of a big box that's served in a little vase, and it's really cool, and you knock it back. Or around here, you know, people drink sake bombs or sake teenies that have other things in it. But I love to just drink straight sake. There's so many different opportunities to try it when you're out in restaurants.
Would you say it was closer to a liquor than a wine? What's the alcohol content?
It's not like a liquor at all. Okay. Most sake has a between 14-16%. So it's a lot more than beer, not much unlike wine. But I don't think of it as wine because the flavor spectrum is less intense. On the other hand, I've had sakes that tasted, say, like licorice, some that tasted a little like cedar. This has to do with aging processes. There are different grades of sake. So there's cheap stuff and there's hugely expensive stuff, just like wine.
Where should you go if you wanted to sample some sake? I know there's a place you know of.
You know, I wrote this last week about Sake Nomi in Pioneer Square. It's been there, I think, right about 5 years now. And the couple who own it, a Japanese woman and her husband who lived in Japan for many years, have a tasting bar right there in Pioneer Square in their little shop. It's a wonderful place to learn because Johnny just knows a lot about what he's selling. You can taste a multitude of sakes while you're there, well over 100, almost closer to 200. He has videos that he turns people on to, literature that he hands out. And there's nothing like tasting in order to get your brain around what it is you like or don't like. So like wonderful wines, the quality of the grape, the abilities of the people who are making the product, the rice, how it's milled, how it's washed and soaked and steamed. There's a starter, a yeast starter that they use, and how it's fermented. These are all the things that make a whole lot of difference between average or crummy sake and fabulous sake.
What would you say would be the characteristics of a good sake as opposed to, you know, some cheap rot gut?
Well, I mean, I think like any kind of grown-up beverage, a lot of it is in the eye of the beholder and your tastes. You may like an aged sake as opposed to a fresh sake. You might like one that's fruitier rather than one that's drier. And, you know, right now there's people who are getting sort of the starter sake. We have sparkling sake available now, and the cloudy sake that people seem to like that's real sweet. I really prefer the sort of drier, room temperature, cool sake, certainly, than the hot stuff.
With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick Stein.